AP Radio News. I'm Ross Simpson. A week ago tonight, nine people, including the pastor of a black church in Charleston, South Carolina, were shot to death during a Bible study. Tonight, the historic AME Church is holding Bible study in the same room where they died. In the meantime, thousands of people are filing past the open casket of Clemente Pinckney, the pastor turned state senator, as he lay in the state house in Columbia. The pastor was honored as a Confederate battle flag flapped in the breeze on a nearby flagpole. Four former governors say they support Governor Nikki Haley's call to take down that flag, but the legislature, not the governor, must issue the order. Both of Mississippi's Republican senators, Thad Cochran and Roger Wicker, say the state should remove a Confederate battle emblem from its flag. As Old South symbols such as flags, statues, and monuments are being reconsidered after deadly shootings at that church, the U.S. Army is defending its use of Confederate military officers' names on installations.
Fort Bragg, Fort Hood, Fort Lee, and several other Army posts are named after Confederate generals. Facing questions about whether that's still appropriate after the controversy over the Confederate flag, the Army says each installation is named after a soldier with a place in military history, representing individuals, not causes or ideologies. Colonel Steve Warren, a Pentagon spokesman, says the Defense Department as a whole doesn't get involved. Naming their installations is up to the Army and the other services.
There are no plans to change current policies.
Sagar Meghani at the Pentagon.
Before the Boston Marathon bomber was officially sentenced to death by lethal injection today, he told the families of those he killed and those he wounded he was sorry. This is AP Radio News. President Obama has been on the phone trying to reassure France's president after a WikiLeaks report that the National Security Agency listened in on his phone calls.
The French are irate over the report that American intelligence eavesdropped not just on François Hollande, but two predecessors over 6 years. However, White House spokesman Josh Earnest says the president was emphatic in his call to Hollande
about the fact that the United States does not target and will not target the communications of the president of France.
In fact, he says Obama first made that promise after leaker Edward Snowden revealed the NSA had listened in on Germany's Angela Merkel. Of course, the assurance came in 2013. What happened before then? Well, as the French might say, c'est la vie. Mark Smith at the White House.
President Obama has scored a major but costly victory late today with the congressional passage of fast-track trade legislation. Ross Simpson, AP Radio News.